everything set up right, Colin.
Yay!
Oh my god.
You're not a failure today.
I mean, let's not.
Just every other day.
Let's not fucking say
just
things.
Just the rest of the day.
Let's not say
right
things
now,
we can't take
not
back.
Not this moment. When are you upgrading your headphones?
These headphones are fucking great. I just need to buy the thing you keep linking to me.
I just sell you another pair of headphones.
I really like these headphones, though. They sound amazing. I
have another pair of amazing sounding headphones.
Yeah, but I don't need another pair of headphones.
They're studio monitors.
Why would I throw away? Oh, I'll buy those for you, and I'll keep these, and I'll put these back on my computer.
Okay.
How much?
50.
Jesus Christ. I'll just use these.
That's what I got in them.
Yeah, I know. You know what I got in them?
I paid 20 for the headphones and 30 for new pads.
Do you know what I got in them? Hmm. No need. That's what I got. Nothing. I don't need them.
Yeah, you do.
I really don't.
Yeah, you do.
I don't need. These are fine.
The
these
quality.
Do the job. So
the
are these.
Quality.
I'm not like you when it comes to audio equipment.
I should bring them over and let you use them.
You know, audio quality doesn't mean shit to me.
It's
at
not
this
all
point.
About audio quality. Comfort's also. The
these
thing.
Are actually even broken and duct taped together. These
I
are
mean,
very comfortable.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't. Need more headphones,
and they're even cooler because they look gigantic on your head.
That doesn't
fantastic.
Sell. That's not a selling point for me, Colin. I don't need more audio equipment. I'm
yeah,
not.
You do.
Look, if
everybody
you
does.
If you were like, hey, I got some little plastic spacemen you don't need, then I might buy those off
well,
of you.
That's stupid. Nobody needs that.
But I, you know what, I don't need is any headphones.
Any headphones? Yeah. All right. Well,
ever.
It's just a thought, since yours are broken and you're never going to fix them.
Yeah,
you're
but
just going to end up replacing them.
They're just fine. No, I won't.
Yeah,
I'll just keep duct taping them together and building frames out of, you know, toothpicks and.
Do you do anything right ever?
No, why would I?
Okay.
I do things to make it work and get the job done for no money. Why would I do it right? Who cares?
You should.
Why?
Because it makes it's better.
Is it?
Yes.
Functional is all I'm after.
I mean, it's kind of functional until it breaks again because your repair sucked.
Then I'll repair it again. Oh, no.
Time is money, friend.
Everything breaks, Colin, and everything needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. So fuck it. Why care?
Because
why lose sleep over it?
Because you can not fix it. You can fix it less often.
I fixed this once.
Yeah.
And how long ago was that now? How long have you been giving me this speech? If it lasts me 5 fucking years, I think it was fine. If it lasts me 5 years, it lasted me longer than the original piece did.
And
so fuck
it. I don't know, man.
I think the original piece was done right, and it didn't last me as long as my repair job has.
Yeah,
so
but I mean,
fuck
those,
it.
Those were a couple of years old after you before you got them. So.
Still.
So, you know.
My point still is valid.
At least 5 years before you got them.
And it's lasted still. It's lasted me longer. And it's a shitty repair job compared to manufacturing.
I don't know how you live that way. I can't do it, man. Can't do it.
You say that, but I've seen your life and your face.
You have seen it.
Your body. It's fallen apart.
And I fix things correctly.
Do you, though?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, I've got a pile of cell phones and gadgets I've sent to you to fix correctly, and you just threw them in the trash. So.
Well, I don't want
to
fix your shit correctly. I want to fix my shit correctly.
Maybe my bad way of fixing things is better than your right way of fixing things, because my bad way gets the job done and not my phones thrown in the trash.
Your phones would never have gotten fixed if you did it.
I mean, I had it all jerry-rigged to fucking charge on a wireless charger with the thing plugged in. It was working just fine.
You didn't give me that phone.
Yeah, I did. My Galaxy S3.
I don't remember
that. Needed the USB port replaced in it.
Oh, yeah, because that's impossible to do unless you're an Asian.
Yeah, but I could charge it just fine by using the wireless charging port on the back and a stripped USB cable and just sticking bare wire straight into the back of it.
Yeah, that's smart.
It worked.
Shorting out a battery. Good idea.
Who cares? It worked.
Until you fucking explode a lithium-ion battery.
You're gonna explode the battery.
Okay.
That's
okay,
a real-life thing that happened.
It is.
Ugh.
You remember a guy named Justin? You used to live with him.
No.
Happened to him.
Yeah.
In his pocket.
Did it?
Yep.
Seems fine to me. Must not have been that big a deal.
I mean, because he got it out.
Did he lose his leg?
No.
Oh, then I guess it didn't matter at all.
But he could have if he was sleeping. So
well, good thing I don't sleep.
Oh my god. Why are you still here?
I don't know.
Your life is in shambles.
I'm trying to not be here. I haven't been to the doctor in, you know, my life. I'm doing everything I can to not be here anymore.
Uh-huh.
Short of swallowing a bullet.
Why do you work out? That makes no sense.
I know. That's mostly just because I don't want to be a big dump anymore.
Why do you care?
Because.
That'll take you out quicker. Heart diseases.
Well, look, I still eat a pound of bacon for breakfast every day. My big problem is I just don't want to... I want to be able to tie my shoes without holding my breath. That's why I work out. It's just a comfort thing.
Who fucking ties their shoes?
Me.
Just tie your shoes permanently and slip your feet in every time.
No, that doesn't work for you when you have misshaped feet.
Well,
when your feet are shaped like boat oars.
That's your fucking own fault.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
I was born with fucking extra wide feet.
So you're a hobbit?
Yeah, basically.
Jesus.
That's, yes.
Anyway, so my story.
Hold on. We're 6 minutes in. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. Go ahead.
My story. Ronnie came over last night.
Yeah. How's he doing?
Good. He's doing pretty good. Came over to listen to a pair of speakers I have.
Yeah.
That he wants to buy.
Sure.
He's going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were talking and he's talking about work. And there's a guy that works there who I never liked. I don't think I'm pretty sure he didn't like me.
I mean, does anybody?
Lots of people like me.
Name 16.
That's not possible.
Wow, you couldn't even name one. You couldn't even start the list.
Well, I can.
Name one.
My mom.
I don't think she likes you.
Not my dad.
I've met your dad. Don't think he likes anybody. That's not necessarily personal to you.
That's why I said not my dad. Anyway, Doria and her daughter. Boom.
All right. Maybe sometimes. I'll give you that. I'll give you them together as one.
God damn it.
Anyway.
And Ronnie said there's like a story came up and they're talking about, he's talking to another guy about stereos or some shit.
Yeah.
And he brought my name up. And this other dude that I haven't talked to or thought about this dude in more than 4 years.
Sure.
Just like started talking shit on me.
Yeah.
Like still holds some kind of a grudge against me for no apparent reason. I'm like, wow, that's.
I mean, you probably banged his girlfriend or his mom or his sister. Didn't.
He's shacked up with some Betty Baloney Tits supervisor lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No thanks.
Betty Baloney Tits. I don't know why anybody would hate you. Goddamn.
His dad used to work at your building as a tech.
Oh.
And he was an angry little short guy who thought he liked metal and hard 80s rock and had tattoos of some shitty like Cinderella band on his leg.
No idea.
Fuck. I think he was mid-shift. He is a fucking piece of shit.
All right.
He tried getting me and Fong in trouble one time because he couldn't fix our machine.
Yeah.
And he got mad because we were attempting.
Because you could fix your machine?
Yeah. There's like a certain point where we couldn't.
Sure.
You know, because we were like, well, we'll just do the fucking things where it was early on in the high speeds when like the computers were kind of dog shit and you'd have to sometimes reboot them, or I think one of them had like a card or something in it that needed to be fucking like pulled out and reseated.
Jesus. All right.
And we did that. It was fine.
Sure.
Well, he came back and redid it and put it in the wrong slot.
Oh, great.
And it stopped working.
Imagine that.
So he blamed us for sabotaging the machine.
Wow.
And it was funny because it goes back to our manager and the tech supervisor at the time at my building.
Yeah.
We were at your building. And our supervisor was like, "You're a fucking moron. Like don't even bother talking to us about this." Like it's like Fong was by far the best operator.
Yeah.
In town.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was pretty funny. So I think that dude started hating me after that because we talked shit about his dad, I'm sure.
All right, that's fair. Yeah.
But he didn't even like his dad, so it's like, why would you get fucking mad at us for talking shit about somebody who's a piece of shit and you know is a piece of shit?
I mean, you know.
Because he's your dad?
Yeah.
Fuck your dad.
Look, going to... I'm sure there's somebody in your family. If I started talking shit, I'm going to just pick out random family members. Your little brother, he's like got dumb head.
Yeah, but he's actually a good kid. He's not a piece of shit. That's the thing.
You don't even know which little brother I'm talking about.
Both of them are good kids.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, one of them sexually assaulted me. What do you think about them now, Colin?
I fucking highly doubt that.
Yeah. It was a harrowing time in my life.
I would think both of them have better taste.
Okay, that's fair. fuck. I couldn't come up with anything like real to talk shit about your little brothers about. Right. I'm like, oh, wait.
My youngest brother's turning 15 tomorrow. Yeah, 15 tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, he's going to be out fucking soon. You ready for that?
Oh, man, he's got long, girly hair.
Yeah, that's what's going to get him. That's what the girls are into right now.
I know. He just needs to learn the guitar.
Yeah. Right? He just needs to pretend to learn the guitar. He just needs to pick it up and he needs to learn one chord or two chords. So you just pick it up and strum it like he's going to start playing something and then put it back down.
Yeah.
You know, like you do. Like when you just pick up
Blue Mountain State and Sammy is like, yeah.
I don't know that reference still.
Oh, God damn it. You haven't watched it.
I never
Idiot.
Will.
You should.
But yes.
Because it's actually a good show.
Okay.
With garbage people on it, so you'd like it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Damn it.
Are you ready for him to be the first one of your brothers and sisters with a kid?
Fuck. Yeah. That's still kind of a weird thing.
What?
We're all just, nope.
Yeah, well, I mean, you all saw how you all turned out. You're like, why would we continue this bloodline? Fuck. This is a rough scene.
Is that like a sign of intelligence from all of us?
Yeah, haven't you seen Idiocracy? That's literally what that movie is about.
I understand people with
fucking common sense don't breed.
Because we're like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Only idiots have kids.
True. what did we fucking do? But yeah, Ronnie came over. We hung out and shot the shit. So that was pretty nice. I haven't talked to him in a while. He bought a house like a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And he's been very slowly remodeling it.
Yeah. That's a project.
Yeah. And he's like, he's like, I'm at the point where I just kind of do it when I feel like it and I know I'm going to do it right. He's like, otherwise I'm just going to fuck something up and have to go redo it. I'm like, well, that's not the Trevor way to do things.
No.
You just do it to get it done. And, you know,
yeah.
I think purposely do it shittily.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
yeah,
I believe we might have an email from my brother-in-law.
Okay.
I
will read the emails. So, I have my email box right here.
Sweet.
Speaking of doing things right and housework and owning a house and how fucking shitty owning a house is and hanging out with your old friends. I got up Wednesday and I'm getting ready for work like I do.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm boiling some macaroni and cheese. I like to mix a little bit of peas into my macaroni when I'm boiling it.
Gross.
I'm basically making and some tuna. I'm making tuna noodle casserole, basically, out of my macaroni and cheese.
Sure.
It's pretty good.
That your lunch? Are you taking that for dinner?
Yeah, I'm putting that for lunch for work.
Okay.
And I go to strain it, and I have these pots with, like, strainer lids, right? You hold the lid on, and there's a little spout and holes, and you strain it right out. You don't have to worry about busting the strainer out and dirtying two dishes. Mm-hmm. Until the lid just kind of pops off.
Except you do kind of dirty two dishes because the lid's a dish.
Yeah, but the lid's getting dirty no matter what because it's there. If you're washing the pan, you're washing the lid.
Is it?
Yeah.
You don't have to use the lid.
If you're washing the pan, you're washing the lid. They just go together.
Okay.
Look, don't preach to me about doing things right and then not wash the lid if you're washing the pan.
Okay.
If you own a suit, you wash the whole thing. You don't just wash the jacket or the pants, man. You gotta wash it all together. So the lid does what a lid does and just kind of, I slip a little bit and I dump an entire pot of peas and macaroni down my disposal. Let me tell you a pro tip about peas and macaroni in a garbage disposal, Colin.
You should get like a screen strainer for, I know your garbage disposal is meant to have garbage down it, but.
I should get something because let me tell you what happens. It just turns to paste. It turns to glue. Yeah. It hardens instantly in your drains, mm-hmm. in the entire drains, mm-hmm. all the way down to the top to bottom.
That makes sense.
So now my sink's backing up. And by backing up, I mean it just doesn't, there's no drain anymore. It's just a plugged hole.
You haven't gotten it fixed yet?
Oh, no, I did.
Oh, did you?
So I spend all day fucking plunging at this thing and trying to snake it and fucking with it and getting nowhere. And allow, like at 7 or 8, I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna, does anybody know a cheap plumber? And Dan is like, don't get a plumber, I'm on my way. Dan is like handyman superhero now.
Dan is, I want to save a dime superhero now.
Yeah, he's my favorite person in the world. Yeah. So he comes over and brings a bunch of shit, and we spend like an hour snaking this drain and trying to get it and get nowhere. Like, all right, so we go down into the basement. There's a pipe, and then halfway down the drain pipe, there's like basically there's an access port. You just pop open, supposedly, but it's been painted over for 50 years and never opened, and it ain't budging. All right, fuck it. So we hang it up for the night, and I just resign myself to never having a kitchen sink again. And, you know, like you do. It is what it is.
That's not what you do.
What do?
You get it done.
Yeah, well, it's 9 o'clock at night, and
no, that's fine.
We don't have the tools to get this job done.
That's fine.
So we resolve ourselves to never have a kitchen sink again.
Oh, okay. So you just give up forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Friday, I'm spending all day fucking with it some more. Thursday, I went to work, so I didn't really get to fuck with it too much. And Dan comes back and brings his 3-ton like car jack. So we bring the car jack and the pipe wrench and a small piece of wood and use the car jack to turn the wrench on the fucking thing down there.
Oh, Jesus.
And it needed it.
Yeah.
It barely worked.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
impressive.
Yeah, that shit was in there. But we got it. And then there's like just this fucking clog of shit and sludge blocking the plug. And I poke my finger in it to try to clean it out. And I just get sprayed down with this black sludge, the nastiest smelling shit you've ever smelled in your life, just covered in it. So that was fun.
Beautiful. So now you probably do have AIDS now.
Ah, I've got something.
Yeah.
But we cleaned the drain out.
Or Ebola.
Fucking snaked it up and down from that port, cleaned it out as good as we can, and my sink is draining like it's brand new again.
Nice.
So Dan saved me at least $200.
Not that you need to. It's going to be that big of a deal now that you've broken that trap loose.
Yeah.
So they make these adapters. It's basically a rubber fucking insert you put in, and then you just screw a plastic plug into it, and it never rusts.
Yeah. And this wasn't rusted. It was just painted on. Over.
Damn.
Probably more than once because, you know, fuck it. Just paint over it. It's fine.
Yeah, nobody needs to get there.
Yeah.
Ever.
I mean, I'm probably going to do it, too. Wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you just paint over it? What are you supposed to do? Not paint over
it?
What a dumb idea when you can paint over it.
God damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my week. That was exciting. But I have a drain that drains again.
That's nice. I wish Dan could come over and replace that circuit board on my air conditioning unit. That'd be nice.
I mean,
does anybody know any cheap air conditioning manufacturers who make this proprietary fucking circuit board that needs replaced on my unit?
Just post.
Does anybody do that?
Just post that on your Facebook and the man shows up with the fucking pile of tools and the know-how.
God damn it.
It's great.
Fuck. That shit sucks. I'm sitting there thinking about it. I'm like, I'm glad I have money in savings. I didn't want to spend it on this.
Yeah.
I just bought a stove 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that makes it even better.
It's
thankfully, I sell stereo equipment and make stupid amounts of money doing that.
You know what's cheaper than replacing your air conditioner?
What?
Just buying one fan. Just one or two fans.
And I might buy a fan. I don't know.
Just deal with it.
No.
Colin.
I don't want to deal with it.
Just deal with it.
I want to do it right.
No. I solved all of your problems.
What?
You get a fan for the living room. Mm-hmm. You get a window box air conditioner for your bedroom. You're done.
Yeah.
All you needed is to be cold when you're sleeping. And then when the kid is like, but it's hot in my room. Like, yeah, well.
Her room's never hot.
When you grow up, maybe you can get your own air conditioner. You can get a job in an air conditioner, kid. That's what I would do if I had kids.
Well, if it doesn't get fixed Monday, then I think my dad's got some spare window AC units.
Yeah.
I'll borrow.
There you go. I don't know why you need more than one. Like I said, you just need one in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Just go steal the one out of your old bedroom. It's still up there, right?
Yeah, that thing's way too heavy.
Oh, that's, you know, like all the other shit that you made me carry down the ladder that into that bedroom wasn't too heavy. Like the fucking chest of drawers and that metal fucking toolbox. And
yeah, it's good stuff. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I was bitching to Dan about that. I'm like, that motherfucker.
What?
Like, I don't know why he had this. I don't know why he had a fucking rollaway tool cart for a fucking shop in his attic bedroom that you need a ladder to get in and out of.
What?
Goddamn.
What? This is a nice little setup. Would have been perfect if I had a bathroom up there.
Yeah. And, you know, a real staircase.
That staircase is fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't any steeper than any other staircase you've ever seen.
It's steeper than every other staircase I've ever seen.
It's literally
not. It's literally the steepest staircase in Omaha.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
It was insane. The stairs are like literally like they're like a foot high and like 3 inches deep.
They're not.
It's a fucking ladder.
My uncle's attic staircase was kind of like that though.
Yeah.
Like super narrow stairs. Like half my foot would fit on it.
Right.
Those things were treacherous.
Yeah.
Got used to walking up sideways.
Yeah.
Yeah, my stairs were fine.
No, they weren't.
You're just a pussy.
I carried your stupid tool chest down them stairs all by myself.
You did not.
You weren't even there. How would you know?
What?
I'd moved all of your furniture for you while you just sat there and
is that fucking what happened?
Watched.
You could have went home.
Burned out the brakes on that trunk.
I totally did do that. The fucking parking brake stuck.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what the fuck? I don't know what I'm supposed to fucking do.
Yeah,
whatever.
You did the right thing. I didn't have
to pay money for a fucking moving truck, though, so that was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Whatever. Whatever, whatever.
So, you do anything else fun this week? Just hang out with Ronnie?
I didn't watch anything new on TV.
Yeah.
I've been playing Shining Force.
Nice.
On my Sega Genesis Mini. Nice. I finally got a wireless controller for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the retro bit shit's really nice.
Is it?
Came packaged in like a clamshell that you open up and you can store it back in there.
Man, they were. Electronics packaging is very proud of itself these days.
It is. It's nice.
Yeah, but then also it just goes in the trash.
No, I'd keep that.
Yeah, but at a certain point, how many fucking phone boxes are you going to keep?
A bajillion. That's not the point. They look really pretty. So
I agree.
Cool. It's cool. It's like, fine, Trevor. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Like the packaging my fucking PSVR came in was awesome. This awesome, weird, like split down the middle, fold open fucking. It was cool as shit.
You know what I did do?
What?
So I made my first thrift store trip. In 4 months,
wow.
3 months, yeah. Whatever, since the pandemic started.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around, looking around, and I'm like, oh, the glass case, they have a few NES games. I'm like, nothing. It's like the original Star Wars for NES and
all right.
Some other fucking games. I was like, The prices on them were less than what they usually go for, but not really.
But not a deal.
Yeah. And then I turn around, and I'm like, oh, those are PS4 games.
Oh.
So I got the Uncharted collection for $5.
Not bad.
I got the Ratchet and Clank HD remake, whatever,
sure.
For $5. I got the Spider-Man game for $5.
That game is
which
dope.
I was excited for. And then MLB The Show for $5.
That Spider-Man game
$4.99
is
$4.99 a piece.
Good.
One of these games was fucking sealed. It was the baseball game, so nobody really gives a fuck. But not the point.
Yeah.
They also had like... they had Battlefield, one of the Call of Duty games. I'm like, why the fuck are these all priced at $5?
Yeah.
That's weird.
You didn't ask them that, did you?
No.
At least until after you paid.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Spider-Man being that cheap is actually really surprising.
I'm fucking super stoked.
Yeah, that game is great.
I actually want to play that.
Yeah.
Although I have to swap out my controller. I replaced the battery on it, and now I have joystick drift.
Ooh.
I'm like, well, what the fuck?
Ooh, that sucks. You put it back together wrong.
Apparently.
Yeah, this is why I don't do things right.
Really, it shouldn't have been that hard to replace a fucking battery.
Really sounds like doing things right worked out well for
it
you.
It shouldn't have been that hard to replace a battery. Fuck Sony and their stupid fucking... Yeah. The Xbox solution is much fucking better.
100% agree.
Fuck you, Sony. Your goddamn controllers are stupid.
I feel like that about all things with rechargeable batteries, though. Like, if I you can't remove... Too. Like, fuck the iPhone model. If I can't replace the battery, fuck you.
Yeah. Without having to fucking rip into it and unscrew shit.
Right.
Like, I don't mind rechargeable batteries. It's fine.
No, that's fine. But, like I can pop my battery. If this battery goes bad, I can pop it out and buy a new one and put it in
the
here.
The universal remote I have in my house, it has a dock. You put it in and charge it. But it's got a battery door, and you just fucking put a new battery.
Yeah. See? Everything should be like that if it's going to have rechargeable batteries, not fucking...
A buddy of mine got a new phone. It's made by a company called Sonim.
Yeah.
And it's, like, a work... grade phone.
Yeah,
dude, it's fucking sweet. Replaceable battery. It's thick as fuck, which is but it's like it's fully waterproof fucking and built to fucking basically
sure.
It's like a phone that has a built-on fucking one of those fancy cases.
Yeah, OtterBox.
Yeah. Like the OtterBox Extreme Defender.
I used to have that on that Galaxy S3. I had like a hell of an OtterBox on it.
I need a new phone. I mentioned this one started dying the other day. The battery died.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't restart until I took the SIM card out and then put it back in. Don't know why.
Weird.
Just randomly stops fucking functioning properly.
What is that? An LG?
LG V30. Yeah. It's got a great headphone amp in it.
Sure.
But at this point, I'm just like, and the problems I've had with it far outweigh the fucking...
Let me tell you, my Samsung Galaxy J7, the shitty fucking line of Galaxy phones, I've had this for like 2 or 3 years, and it was not top of the... It was not new when I bought it, and it's still... Like, it's slow sometimes.
Yeah,
that's... And the camera sucks, but... It still works. I haven't needed to buy a new phone in years.
That's part of my thing. I use a lot of fucking like utility tools and shit on my phone.
Yeah.
So like it being slow doesn't really work for me.
That's fair.
But I also don't want to pay $1,000 for a fucking phone.
Yep.
And I don't know.
That's why I still have this guy. Because I won't ever do that. I'll go back to just a fucking flip phone before I do that.
Yeah. Oh man, people do that all the time now.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't mind. This was a flagship phone like 3 or 4 fucking years ago, so I didn't get it. You know, I paid $300 for it, I think, which is too much for something that doesn't fucking function. No, I paid $225. Yep. But, yeah, that's too much for something that after less than a year is, like, about to die.
Obsolete, yeah. I also did something else this week. Hmm. I went to... Have you ever been to the Lauritsen Gardens?
Yes, Lauritsen Gardens is awesome.
I've been to the inside a lot. We go.
I've never walked around it.
I've never been outside until yesterday.
Yeah.
So like all the inside is closed, obviously, because you know you don't want to get the plant sick. I get it. It's huge.
Yeah.
Like miles. I had no idea. I figured you go out back and it'd be maybe as big as a building, a little loop around, maybe one little garden back there. But fuck, man.
Yeah.
It's like this big, like, mile or two long path with, like, little offshoots and garden paths and trails and little fucking arboretums and shit.
Nice.
Off the sides of it. Little all sorts of different, like, plants from around the world sections. This was fucking neat, man.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've wanted to do that. Last time I was there... Dan was like, I went with Dan and his family. That was actually, I think, the first time I'd ever been there. And I was just like, fuck, man, this place is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we should go walk around the other part. But as I recall, it was pretty warm.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the opposite. Maybe it was cold. I don't know. But I'm like, we'll do that some other time.
Yeah. Every other time I've been there, it's been after dark because it's been for, like, lit up.
Oh, like displays.
Yeah. So so I'd never been able to go outside. But yeah, it was fucking cool. There's this big old fucking train set halfway down the trail for some reason. It's neat. Pretty neat. And then I discovered something else this week.
What?
This is a 180. You know how last week we were the Nidus Network again?
Yeah.
Colin, there are no other StarCraft podcasts. We could corner the market on StarCraft podcasting. Nobody listens.
I mean, that would be a horrible podcast because we have one person who watches it and plays it and the other person who has zero interest in either of those things.
So it'd be exactly like the last time we did a StarCraft podcast.
Which also wasn't good.
But we had listeners. We had way more listeners to that than we have to this.
Really,
is my
no
point.
StarCraft podcast.
There's one that released semi. Yeah, Artosis has one that comes out occasionally. That's it. Because I've been looking for 2 weeks. I'm like, man, I need some StarCraft in my ear holes. There is nothing. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'm all in. I'm bad. I can't win anymore. Like, I was winning 50-50 for my first week.
Yeah.
I haven't won a game in games. I am bad at StarCraft.
Not platinum anymore?
I'm still platinum, but I won't be for long. I am losing my ass consistently. I cannot hang.
So, basically, you need to drop down to back to gold?
Yes. Quickly.
And so you can kick some ass and go back up to platinum knocked back down to gold?
So my one shitty build will work 50% of the time.
Because
I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to play the game, turns out.
Then why do you fucking... I don't get it.
It's so fun. It's such a fun game.
Fair.
It's a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game.
It still is, it turns out.
Hmm.
I can keep up with it again, which excited me, because like when I first started playing it, man, it used to start off with 6 workers. Now it starts you off with 12 workers. Yeah. So you're fucking harvest. So I couldn't keep up with my minerals for shit when I first started replaying. I'm like, well, you can't spend minerals this fast at the beginning of the game. I don't know what I'm doing. But I figured that part out to where I can keep my mineral balance at almost zero for the first 3 or 4 minutes. But other than that, I don't know what to build. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fucking fight anything.
You can't just do Zerg rushes anymore?
Not really.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, you start with 12 workers, so they basically start with tanks. Which means, you know, Zerglings are going to have a hell of a time getting in past that one siege tank. Dude, there are battlecruiser, like fucking 6-minute battlecruiser rushes and shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a crazy fast game now.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's fun.
It was too fast for me before.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Fuck that game.
It's so good, though. But yeah, dude. I have another idea for a podcast I want to do, too.
What?
So I'm going to have to... I don't know if I'm actually going to do it, but if I do, I need you to teach me how to upload podcasts.
Okay, why?
So I can upload it.
What is it?
So I don't watch wrestling anymore, right?
Right.
But my buddy Andy watches all the wrestling.
Why?
Because he likes wrestling. Like, he's a real deal wrestling fan. Oh, gotcha. Like I used to be.
But it's terrible without crowds.
Yes.
Like, worse than it was before.
It's also bad independently of there not being crowds.
Yeah. Well, no, I understand that, but it makes it worse without the crowd.
Oh, that's why I quit watching.
Yeah. Can't do it.
But he just comes in.
I need a pop.
He just comes in and tells me about the things that happened on wrestling.
Yeah.
And then I shit on wrestling. And I want to make it into a podcast.
Oh.
Of just him telling me everything that happened in wrestling that week and me giving my take on it. That's what...
So you're going to be CM Punk?
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to be fucking Jim Cornette, basically.
Okay.
Except for without all the sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, well, you know. Whatever.
Have you been keeping up on the wrestling?
No.
So wrestling is having its Me Too moment right now.
Okay.
We're like, you know... Mostly British, but a little bit of everybody is getting hit with sexual assault allegations. Apparently, Cornette has a history of forcing his people he used to employ in OVW or wherever the fuck he was promoting.
Smoky Mountain, I think.
Smoky Mountain. To get pushes, they'd have to let him watch them fuck his wife.
Like Jim Cornette's wife?
Yeah. Like, if you wanted to be a wrestler... Corny'd be like, you better fuck my wife.
I mean, is she a dog?
She's not great.
Oh, okay. That's
But also, I don't know, man, with Courtney watching, like,
I feel like most of those dudes would want to bang anybody anyway.
That's fair, but with Courtney watching,
yeah.
I wouldn't want to wrestle with Jim Cornette watching, man. Now imagine him sitting there fucking commentating. Like, imagine Jim Cornette with his tennis racket and his fucking bright red shirt and fucking, you know, weird gray business suit.
That's weird.
Dancing around the bed while you're trying to bang his wife.
Huh.
You know, cutting promos on you.
I mean,
but goddamn.
I mean, it would fucking
give her that dick.
It would prove you can perform.
Oh, your dick's limp as shit, motherfucker. It'd be great.
I mean, that's weird.
Anyway, yeah, that's the current Jim Cornette. But there's a bunch of fucking crazy shit. Jack Gallagher got fired because apparently he has tried to rape or raped multiple women.
Who's Jack Gallagher?
Gentleman Jack Gallagher, the fucking skinny dude with the umbrella.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really garbage people on Earth. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Turns out.
Because, like, you're just kind of like, ah, I wouldn't expect.
Turns out all of them. Turns out there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 billion garbage people on the planet.
Fuck me. Yeah, yep, yep. That's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah. So that's wrestling this week.
Yeah, wrestling's awful.
But I want to do a podcast where Andy talks to me about wrestling and I shit on it.
That's all right, I guess. Why not?
That's what I figured.
Hmm. It's weird.
It's going to get more listeners than this. That's the fun thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a way worse show or a way better show. I don't know which. But because it says wrestling, people will listen to it. Which is why we need to restart the Nidus Network and become the only StarCraft II podcast on the internet.
Nobody's going to listen. I mean,
nobody listens already.
I know.
So why not talk about StarCraft, Colin?
Because StarCraft's terrible.
Well, that's just a lie.
I mean, nobody has a podcast because there's no fucking demand for it, Trevor. You understand how this works?
I don't know.
If there's a demand for it. The reason the other StarCraft podcast stopped, because everybody stopped listening.
Damn it.
Just like everybody stopped playing and watching.
But nobody, everybody stopped listening has never stopped
if
us.
If you could do it
we could push through.
If you could record it in Korean, I think you'd have something.
But I don't know Korean.
Exactly.
Oh, so what if we just like Google voice translate, and then I say my thing and then hold it up to the microphone and it translates into Korean for us? Do not look for a fucking app
to translate Korean. I was just looking up.
All right. Do you have any stories?
I don't think I do, actually. I mean, nothing that we'd want to talk about on the podcast here, because
that's fair.
We don't do that anymore. Hold on. Honestly.
Oh, man. Speaking of things we don't want to talk about on the podcast, I'm sad Leavenworth Cafe closed.
Well, he shouldn't have been a gigantic racist.
I mean, he probably shouldn't have been, but also, I liked going there sometimes.
I've never been there.
I mean, you really weren't. Let me back up and say you're not missing anything.
I'm sure I'm not.
It was not good.
It's a fucking breakfast diner.
Yeah, but it wasn't even a good breakfast diner. It was just,
none of them are good breakfast diners.
You
Trevor.
Haven't been up to Bailey's. Holy shit!
No, I haven't.
Bailey's is fucking delicious. Mm. Also, so is Wheatfields, and you're an idiot if you don't think Wheatfields is good.
Wheatfields is pretty good.
Yeah,
that's not just a breakfast diner.
No, but it's mostly a breakfast.
No,
it's mostly
Wheatfields
a bakery.
Is a fucking bakery.
Yeah.
With a restaurant attached. But it's like,
that's fair.
A restaurant, not some greasy spoon fucking.
This Bailey's up here has the best fucking bacon you'll ever eat in your life. And also, like, a fucking myriad of different styles of Eggs Benedict, and their hollandaise is delicious.
Hmm.
So, we should go eat at Bailey's sometime. Like, we should just stop this podcast and go eat at Bailey's.
It won't fucking translate. Siuta Keule Piuto 2.
All right, now that's just racist.
No, it's StarCraft 2.
Oh. I don't think that's how it's pronounced.
It is.
I think that's maybe how you have it written in front of you, but you can't read Korean.
Oh, that word plus Myung Chiong Hai.
All right, now you're definitely just being racist.
Is dumb.
All right.
I could. Oh, fuck. I want to do it like the North Korean newsreader lady. Young Jung Jigate. She's fucking great. I don't know if you've ever heard. They have like their one propaganda news channel.
No.
And they have this lady who's got just this fucking really, really strong voice. It's pretty entertaining to listen to her.
All right.
You don't understand a fucking thing she's saying. I definitely didn't save anything fucking...
Okay, hold on. Let me check. I sometimes save things on Facebook to bitch about. Let me see if I did anything. This week, Colin, I bet I didn't. I don't even remember how to get to saved shit on Facebook. Yeah. Groups, yeah. Memories, pages. Where is saved? Saved isn't here anymore. I guess I don't have anything saved anymore. Oh, there it is. It's the one that says saved, Colin.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah.
I would have figured it was the one that doesn't say saved.
Collections, pod topics. Oh, here's one for you. Here's something we like to keep up with every now and then on the podcast. Colin, here's a podcast relevant. I'm stalling while it's loading the page.
Oh.
Star Citizen.
Oh, man, that thing, has it come out yet?
Crowdfund now tops $300 million.
How the fuck?
It was only in December that Matt reported that Star Citizen had raised more than $250 million, and now it's raised $300,369,065.
What are people fucking buying or donating? Like, I don't get what they're getting. Is it a playable game yet?
Yeah.
The tech demos are fucking insanely gorgeous, but... For a game that has generated that much money in crowdfunding, I sure haven't heard anything else about it.
The accolade comes at the same time as Star Citizen launched Alien Week, which includes an all-new video which sees members of the narrative team answer player questions about the lore, history, and background on the alien races of Star Citizen, which I'm sure will be put into the game sometime in the next decade.
I mean, Chris Roberts is a fucking genius. Yeah. He figured out a way how to not actually make a game and make money doing it.
I mean, he's making really pretty assets.
Sure. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Someday that's going to be a really cool game. Maybe. But by then all the assets are going to look like shit because it'll be like 2042.
I don't know, man. It's hard to make fucking... It's hard to make space games look real terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back and play Freelancer, it's dated, but it still looks decent because there's not anything to it.
All you need to do is render a ship and then a skybox.
Yeah.
So, that's why fucking EVE Online still looks incredible, even though it's like 15 years old. Yeah. Because it's
so,
like,
I mean, he's got a good 10 years before that game starts looking...
That's fair.
...somewhat aged.
That game, in quotations...
Fuck, I love Freelancer, so...
$300 million Jesus. He's raised to put out fucking, you know, cool ship interiors you can walk around in.
Yeah.
And that shitty first-person shooter thing that I think you can still play, but there's no ships. Oh, really? You just go down onto a planet and play a shitty first-person shooter that's technically part of EVE on, or technically part of Star Citizen. Yeah, the game's fucking weird, and I don't understand it.
No.
Especially because, like... They made that fucking No Man's Sky game with a billion trillion planets and released it within 2 years, and then it sucked. And then they're like, oh, well, we'll make it a good game. And then they spent another 2 years making it a good game.
Oh, is it a good game now?
That's what I hear. I should buy it.
Yeah.
I thought I did buy it. Maybe I bought it. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. I'll buy it soon. I'll let you know.
Yeah, Steam Summer Sale's coming up, so.
It's got PSVR support, so I'm going to buy it on PlayStation so I can play it in VR and throw up.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it does, but I'm excited to give it a shot.
Fair enough.
What else? I played Left 4 Dead 2.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was looking for something multiplayer to play last night.
Yeah, I didn't really like 2 as much as Ben 1.
I agree. It spawns too many monsters.
Yeah.
Spawns too many special infected at the same time, and I don't like the new special infected types.
Yeah.
And I don't think the big events at the end of levels are that great.
No. It's just usually fucking zombie, like,
yeah,
hordes surrounding you. And
but still a fun game. Still, yeah. It was still really fun. Got Kenny and Ben on to play that last night, and it was still really fun.
Still alive?
Yeah, I know. That was
holy shit.
I was surprised, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played fucking Left 4 Dead in years. That game was, those were pretty fun.
Yeah.
Fun to play with people. It sucked to play.
Oh, yeah.
With computer.
Or, yeah, well, you can't play that game computer.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, but why would you?
Because you don't have friends.
Then don't play that game. That game is not.
I mean, that's why I don't play that game, Trevor.
Right, that's good. You're making the right decision.
Fuck. What were you playing on PC?
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, fuck it. You want to just do emails?
Sure.
We've been doing long episodes lately. We can have a slightly shorter episode, although there's three emails, so maybe we'll drag this out another 15 minutes.
Okay.
First one is from Mimsy. She says, hold on, come on, load, you piece of shit.
Jeez.
Well, why are you not loading for reals?
Quit porning so much on there.
I don't use this for porn ever.
Mm.
There it goes. Random email from Mimsy. Oh, you can write in to theloudneighbors@outlook.com. I'm in between my last email to you and waiting for your new pod. I seem to keep forgetting to mention this. Y'all were making fun of nurses on TikTok. Yeah, that sounds like us.
Yeah.
Sounds like a thing I would do. You should see of them damn cops on duty doing shitty TikToks. Oh, I'm sure that's equally as bad, maybe even worse.
Way to whataboutism there. Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Is that a thing?
Yeah, whataboutism. It's like when you say something bad about a group of people and people are like, yeah, but what about so-and-so?
They're very, well, I'm always up to make fun of more things, though. We can make fun of two things.
I mean, I am too.
They're very cringy. Trevor. Before you respond, I haven't seen these, or well, I don't know, I haven't seen them. Here, she gives us a YouTube. We're going to watch a YouTube live on the...
I don't want to watch a TikTok video. They're all right, fucking
we'll watch terrible. Them. We'll watch them after the pod. Too late. We're already watching it. Oh, look, it's a cop. He's sliding onto the thing. He thinks he's funny. I don't...
They're all garbage. Fuck them all.
I don't understand.
What the hell is Hef? He said Jeff. No, he said Hef.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
I fucking hate TikTok. It's all fucking videos like that of people just like mouthing fucking.
Why do cops on duty think that's time to be funny?
Why does anybody think that anything they do on TikTok is funny, Trevor?
Well, that's fair. I just mean in general.
Ugh, it's fucking terrible and I hate it. I installed that shit on my phone for like 30 minutes and it was done. Like, nope, never doing that again. Fuck TikTok. It's owned by China. You're giving your information to China. Good job, idiots.
What's wrong? China has all your information anyway. Do you own a cellular phone? Guess what?
Not made in China, buddy.
Oh, bullshit.
It's Korean. LG is Korea.
You think Koreans don't have all their shit also built in China?
No, they build their shit in Korea.
That's insane.
And play StarCraft while they're building it.
Right. They don't have time to build it. They're playing StarCraft.
Dude, no. Those are the people schooling you in Platinum League. Are the Korean players that are building cell phones while they're playing you.
All right, that's fair. One from Fleer. Let me tell you a tale of good fortune and chicken wings.
Did you... I have to put this in. Did you see Fleer's post earlier? He gave himself a Father's Day present from his dog.
Yep. He's crossed the line. Even Fleer can't get away with that.
Yeah.
It's a fucking pet, not a kid. You're not a dad. You motherfucker. You're better than that.
Go have sex with a woman, get her pregnant.
Yeah. Then you can get fucking Father's Day gifts.
Even otherwise, if you buy them for yourself.
Otherwise, no.
Yeah.
No.
Bad Fleer.
Hey, loud neighbors. This past Thursday, so yesterday, because I'm sending this email on a Friday, I decided to order Buffalo Wild Wings because they have buy one, get one boneless wings on Thursday. Yeah,
Buffalo Wild Wings is fucking horrid.
Right.
Like, if you don't go to Wingstop, you should just stop.
Right. I was about to say, like, yeah, they're buy one, get one, but then you have to eat two Buffalo Wild Wings. Who wants to do that?
I mean, I've seen the food he fucking posts, and it's like, yeah, that's good. And I'm just kind of like, well.
Before you judge me for getting boneless wings...
There's nothing wrong with boneless wings. Yeah,
boneless wings are the way to go. Why would you ever get bone-in wings? Yeah. Why would you pay more for less meat?
Right.
That's just dumb for dumb people.
Less meat and more work to eat it.
Right.
Fuck that.
If I was going to do that, I'd eat crab.
No, we're going to judge you for going to fucking Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, you totally miss fucking... You totally misjudged what we were going to judge. I'll eat adult chicken nuggets all day. There's not. Yeah, I only eat boneless wings because they're the best wings.
Yeah. Same price for more meat.
Right. It's obvious.
Yeah.
And then you just pop it in your mouth.
Oh, no. I don't have gristle to fucking chew around.
Right. Like, I'm not eating half of a tendon instead of anything good.
Ugh, gross.
Anyway, I ordered 10 wings for takeout, expecting to leave with 20 because that's how BOGO works. No, it isn't. You order as many you want and you pay for half of them.
Yeah.
I ordered online and prepaid. When I show up, there's a long line and the lady couldn't seem to find my order. So I wait and wait and wait. Oh, I know how this is going.
Yeah.
Fucking you get up and walk out because you didn't get your fucking sushi.
Did you eat your crab rangoon flare?
Yeah, no shit. If I was a cop, I probably would have filmed a selfie video crying about how unsafe I feel.
Oh my God, that fucking thing.
I didn't see this.
It was some fucking lady cop. They shouldn't be cops anyway. Look, some lady cop.
Let me just say, women can do anything men can do, except for you probably shouldn't be police officers, because the first time a 140-pound woman has to face down a 300-pound fucking crackhead.
Yeah.
Or...
Whatever. She went to McDonald's and had a fucking breakdown because they told her to pull off to the side and wait for her food. And she was just like, I just don't know what they're going to do to my food in there. And it's just so sad for us. And I don't know how much more I can take. Yeah.
Go be a nurse so you can be a hero then, dork.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't fucking be a cop. Also, bring your fucking lunch if it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
Bring a fucking lunch bag with sandwiches, bitch.
Or fucking change out of your uniform before going to McDonald's if you're worried about McDonald's spitting in your cruiser. Food. Well, then she shouldn't be.
But also, don't go to fucking McDonald's.
Ugh.
Go to like Chick-fil-A. They ain't gonna spit in your food there.
See the Egg McMuffin video if you don't get the reference. Well, Colin explained it to me, so
yeah. He doesn't need to watch it. It's stupid.
Yeah. God damn.
Oh my God.
When they finally give me my order, I'm thinking, this bag seems bigger than it should for 20 wings. When I get home and inspected my haul, I noticed that instead of 20 wings, I'm given 52 wings.
Nice. Well, hey, it's a happy ending.
I'm starting to get worried about you, buddy.
He fucking ate them all, didn't he?
I ordered 10 Nashville hot wings and 10 Thai curry wings. I received those and 10 Jammin' Jalapeno, 10 Blazin', 6 Parmesan Garlic, and 6 Honey Barbecue wings.
Goddamn.
My original plan was to have 10 wings for dinner last night and 10 wings for lunch today. Now I have more than enough wings to carry me into the weekend. I'm excited for all of them except for the Blazin' wings. Love you, Fleer. Well, at least he's pacing them out.
That's good.
But on the other hand, that's 52 Buffalo Wild Wings he has to eat.
It is.
Which is...
Buffalo Wild Wings used to actually be kind of good. And then the last time I went in there was like 3 years ago. And it was the most disgusting restaurant I've ever been.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like the people working, because they don't do the... You now sit down and order and they bring it to you now.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't walk up and get it. So now you have to pay a tip to a waiter or waitress who does not give a single fuck that you're there.
Right. Why would they?
And they don't clean the fucking restaurant while you're there.
No, that makes sense.
Like this place was a fucking pit. It was gross.
So it was a Buffalo Wild Wings. I don't know.
And, dude, I'm telling you, you should go sometime. Not to buy anything.
No.
Just to observe.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't need to. I get it.
Yeah.
I've seen
a Wingstop. Wingstop is superior.
Is that the one that's up here with the fucking, basically where their fucking buffalo wings are just like chicken breasts? What's the one right up here that we go to every now and then? Up off 120th. Buffalo Wings and Rings, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got their boneless wings. There's like 5 boneless wings, but they're like basically fucking full-on chicken tenders or fillets or breasts or
there's
something.
There's a Wingstop down on 72nd in Pacific.
Right on.
It's good.
All right. Mimsy writes in again. Just this morning. Umami is a super yummy. Had it for dinner last night.
Nice.
Follow them on Facebook. They have family takeout deals. They had a sushi platter that was good. That was so good. And only $40. 8 different rolls. I'm not getting only 8 rolls for $40. Did you miss my rant last week about why I go to only all-you-can-eat fucking sushi restaurants?
Trevor likes inferior sushi.
But it's not. Because the place is cheaper? Really good.
Because it's cheap. I'm sure it is, but umami's fucking delicious.
I mean, I've been to Blue Sushi.
I went there once too, and I'll never go back again.
Why?
Because they were fucking cocksuckers.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
I feel like you say this a lot, but I think it might be you.
It's not me.
I think you go in like this. You throw some shit like a big fat American tourist and you push your weight around, swinging your fucking Vince McMahon shoulders. And you're like, I want my sushi now. God damn it. No. And then that takes 15 minutes. You're like, what is going on here? Why am I not getting my sushi? And then they're like, sir, you're being belligerent. And then you're like, ah, I can't believe you treat me like this. That's how I assume all of your interactions go and why you think that's, everywhere is horrible.
I don't think any of my interactions have ever gone that way.
I think that's how you behave in public.
Yeah.
That's why you've never had a good experience anywhere.
I mean, have you ever had a good experience anywhere? No, shut the fuck up.
No, but I expect that because I'm a rational human being who realizes, you know, everybody is bad at their job, so just deal with it.
So in my case, it's my fault. In your case, it's because everybody else is terrible.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Because I don't care. So
perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't. They set up an outside eating area yesterday in their parking lot. Worth a try. Movie I'd sit through all day for $1 million. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Or the trilogy. All right. Two Towers is all right. I like the fucking whole, especially if you get the special edition where the fucking trees start eating the orcs at the Battle of Helm's Deep. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Two Towers is probably the better one.
Yeah.
Of all three.
Fleer is right. Waffles are superior.
Jesus. Your friends are fucking awful people.
This is what I get for hanging out with Democrats.
God damn.
The crunchy outside and soft inside is great. Trevor, talk about Grant the Jester and his amazing video. Cheers, Mims. Okay. So we used to hang out with this guy we call Suit Guy.
Yeah, you've told me about him.
Yeah, he's a real piece of work. We've talked about him on the show before, I believe. He's awful. He's awful. He wears a three-piece suit everywhere and carries an empty briefcase.
Yep.
He drives a limousine. His parents bought him a house, and he acts like he's fucking made it because he owns a house that his parents bought him.
Yeah.
He's usually unemployed. When I stopped hanging out with him, he was like a desk jockey at fucking Advance Auto Parts or some shit. And he's not a real, he doesn't have a real personality. He has a bunch of affectations that he uses in place of having a personality. Okay. Mm-hmm. He put up a 27-minute video. All right, middle class. He's poor, but his parents are clearly rich. So probably upper middle class, mid to late 20s, white kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the picture of fucking white privilege in this country.
Yeah.
Like, he's the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Put up a 26-minute video explaining the black experience.
Oh, Jesus.
Called Dear White People. Like, the first 2 minutes of it is, you know, it starts with the filming of a desk or whatever. Very good camera. I'll give him that. Walks in, looking forlorn. Sits down. Deep sigh. Rubs his head. Pulls out his prepared statement, like he's fucking giving the State of the Union after race riots. And starts lecturing about the black experience to white people. Because, you know, if anybody knows the struggles
of black America,
it's this fucking kid whose mommy and daddy bought a house for him.
Right.
Fuck you. God damn.
Well, that's liberal America right now.
Yeah.
For the most part. It's a dumpster fire.
Jesus Christ.
I lean more and more into, boy, I really don't like the Trump side of things, but boy, I fucking hate that side of things. The constant virtue signaling, I just fucking can't.
Yeah.
I can't with it.
I think my problem is all the fucking rich white people who are trying to save the black people and not realizing that how racist they are.
Well, not just that. It's like, so,
like, they're not.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Did you know black people are people?
Yes.
Did you know they're not babies who need to be coddled and fucking talked for and down to and at? I don't want to get too deep into it, but, you know, maybe they're people.
I mean,
maybe let's start. Maybe everybody on both sides should start there. No, but we have to
be their allies. I think we've...
Okay, that's fine. But does being their allies mean being condescending as shit to them? Like they're fucking... I don't know, man. It just feels very fucking... It feels very fucking like British imperial colonialist to me, where they're like, oh, look at these cute little savages that we need to fucking stand up for and teach how to be. Am I wrong?
No.
Like, the whole fucking way these people fucking, these people being white liberals fucking behave is like they're fucking tending babies. I don't know how to explain it other than that.
So
it's just
I have
fucking
this,
weird to me.
Well, it's weird. I don't know, dude. We're 2020 is a time. Everybody's gone fucking so far off the deep end one way or the other. I saw an article. There was apparently a Juneteenth celebration.
Sure.
Nobody's ever heard of Juneteenth until this year.
I guess it's a real big thing in some southern states.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's a celebration of the day the last slaves in the South were freed.
Oh, gotcha.
Because after the Emancipation Proclamation, you know.
Chattel slaves.
There's still a bunch of motherfuckers like, nah, I'm not giving up my property.
Yeah, they call it chattel slavery, I guess.
And apparently June 19th or whenever Juneteenth is was the day the last of the...
Gotcha.
Well...
Yeah, because the North didn't have a huge presence in the South yet. Yeah,
exactly.
So they couldn't enforce it fully. But I saw an article or heard about an article. Chicago, they did a Juneteenth celebration, and apparently somebody decided to serve up chicken and waffles.
All right.
That's racist. I'm like, wait a second. I'm curious about this. Why is, okay, so there's a stereotype, you'd call it, that black people like certain kinds of food.
Right.
Oftentimes it tends to be true.
What if they had just made...
White people like...
What if they've been serving ham hocks and collard greens, which is traditionally fucking soul food?
Would have been considered racist.
Would that have been racist? Because, here's why I'm asking, and I'm seriously curious, because... Chicken and waffles is more modern day stereotype, I would say, whereas collard greens and ham hock is more like actual traditional soul food.
Yeah.
Although I guess both are at this currently.
Okay. They could have just done fried chicken.
But I mean, I wonder if one would have been considered less racist because it's like fucking roots.
I don't understand why either of them would be considered racist.
Me neither.
Because if it's delicious food, it's delicious food. And just so happens that. I mean,
but I guess by the same token, is it racist if you go to a white barbecue and you're serving hamburgers and hot dogs?
No,
it's basically the same thing.
It's not.
So
it's fucking food.
What a weird thing to get upset about.
And that was my take on it. I'm like, we seem to be in a place where people would rather be, you know, find out a way to get offended about something than just enjoy themselves.
Well, I think it's deflection. And I was saying this to somebody else the other day. So we've have all these like real life problems with, you know, police and a system of laws and law enforcement designed to fucking oppress minorities. Like anybody who doesn't think that's true isn't fucking paying attention. Like, drug laws exist to give cops a reason to harass black people. That's fucking, it's not even debatable. That's why they were fucking invented. Like, nobody gave a shit about marijuana laws until police were like, well, we need to go roust these blacks, so give us an excuse. Oh,
right.
Everybody smokes pot. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Where did I start?
Rousting blacks.
Oh, right. So we have these real fucking problems that need to be addressed. And then what happens? They're like, oh shit, people are starting to pay attention to this. There's fucking riots and protests that are like, hey, there's riots where there's peaceful protests where they're actually showing the police fucking instigating riots. right?
Yep.
There's people sitting on their porches in their neighborhoods getting shot at by the police. People are seeing, oh, maybe this is a real life problem we should start to address.
Sure.
Hey guys, isn't Aunt Jemima racist?
Right.
Let's get rid of fucking Mrs. Butterworth. That's the real villain, not the fucking police. Let's not ignore that. Well, that's no big deal. The police. Fucking Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth, guys.
I mean, if you don't think corporate America is fucking... What's the word when you're complicit?
Yeah.
With shit that's happening.
Right.
You know,
I guess my point is people were starting to notice the real problem. So real quick, the media had to deflect onto things that aren't a problem, like serving chicken and waffles at a barbecue.
I mean, look at the media cycle and how it works. And you'll see certain things come out and, you know, certain things are stories will start to get some traction that are seemingly pretty bad. And then all of a sudden you'll have something else that just fucking, man, just has to take over the coverage there.
That doesn't fucking matter. That I have never, like, I don't
and
know.
Sometimes it does matter, but it's media distraction is a very powerful fucking tool.
I can't imagine there's anybody on the planet who ever bought some fucking Mrs. Butterworth and thought it was a racist fucking portrayal. I didn't even know Mrs. Butterworth was supposed to be black.
I don't think she is.
Then is it racist because the liquid is black?
The bottle's brown, and they didn't want any confusion.
Jesus Dead fucking Christ.
Yep.
And I've never met anybody, like, I thought Aunt Jemima was, like, I didn't know that was racist. I thought that was, like, I thought that was representation. I thought that was a powerful black.
I think originally it was kind of a, it's the whole caricature, the blackface kind of thing.
But she's not, it's just a person. I'm pretty sure that was a real person that they just painted a picture of. Because the family family of the model is pissed about it, I guess is why I'm.
No. The original one, have you seen the original?
No.
It's the stereotypical, like, racist portrayal of a black person in the 1800s.
All right, the one that I used to see is just a lady with, like, a rag on.
Yeah, they changed it.
Like a bandana on her head.
Uh-huh.
Just looks like somebody cooking.
Yeah.
Looks like a lady who would be cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, they changed it, but, yeah, I don't.
I don't know, man. It's weird to get hung up on that when, like, when 2 weeks ago we saw the real problem for a second, and then they're like, you know what, it's easier just to make people change their mascots, fuck it.
Yeah.
Than to actually deal with the problem.
Right.
There. We talked about it.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
I didn't even want to talk about it. You brought it up.
I didn't. The email did.
Oh, yeah.
The email did.
So
it was my fault.
Did Jake forget to write in? Did he not do it?
Yeah. I don't have any other.
Well, anyway, he said he was going to write in an angry email about why you are wrong about your thoughts on drywall.
About why they should go the wrong direction, even though they're designed to go a specific way.
Yeah, you talked to Jake about that.
All right, I know he's a professional drywaller and everything.
He is, so he'd fucking know, Trevor.
But drywall is literally designed to be hung side to side in a vertical pattern.
Apparently, yes. Not so much.
I guess if you just want to ignore apparently how the drywall so is much. Designed.
Apparently not so much.
I'm hoping if I antagonize him enough, maybe he'll remember to write in. Because
I hope so.
I guess I'm glad I never hired him to do any work in my house, because if he's a professional and he doesn't even know how drywall is supposed to be hung, he's probably not very good at his job.